Wednesday, July 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The July USDA supply demand report. It takes a material yield loss to shrink the carryover in corn. USDA didn't adjust either yield for corn or soybeans Wednesday, leaving them at 170.7 and 48 bushel per acre, respectively. It is too early in the growing season yet to make conclusions, and depressed crop condition ratings are not enough to move the USDA estimate yet. That will come next month. I had a conversation with Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor. His final comment when I asked about his take on the potential for trendline yield yet was that he had pegged 2 bushel per acre above trendline at 172 and had no bona fide reason to lower that yet. With a trendline yield, more beginning stocks, and more acres, the corn carryover would go up, not down. USDA boosted its 2017-18 carryover projection from 2.110 in June to 2.325 billion bushel, 194 million above the average trade estimate. Higher U.S. corn production followed through to world-ending stocks, which at 200.81 million metric ton was above the highest trade estimate. USDA boosted the carry-in 75 million bushel because of larger stocks. They boosted feed usage 50 million bushel. With 900,000 more acres and 170.7 bushel per acre yield, the carryover goes up 215 million bushel from June. The greatest difference of opinion in the trade is over the yield. You will have some spitting and sputtering because the USDA did not reduce the yield in this report. In my conversation with Dr. Taylor, he related from past experience that when coming to ISU years ago, he was concerned about the weather that summer, and his mentor, Dr. Thompson, told him that they would lose the crop 3 times before it made trendline yield. The Bulls lost it once this spring in the Southern Corn Belt floods, lost it a second time with the drought in the Dakotas, and expect to lose the crop again next week under the dome of high pressure here. Take 5 bushel per acre off the current yield on 83.5 million harvested acres, and that's 417 million bushel. That would drop the carryover to a much better 1.9 billion. That was not a prediction, just an example. The yield is yet to be determined, but the forecast for next week is stressful. My primary point again is that without a material reduction in yield, given the acres, we will produce enough corn relative to demand to maintain a burdensome carryover. Brazil just produced a record corn crop that is still getting larger. One could argue that USDA is too high for U.S. corn exports, given the competition. USDA has some wheat harvest data to measure that crop with, and they estimated all wheat production at 1.184 billion bushel, 23 million bushels higher than in June. Durham wheat production, however, was down 45% from last year. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. The soybean balance sheet was helped out by a 40 million bushel reduction in the carry-in. They left the yield at 48 bushel per acre, and given a small change in acreage, that boosted projected production 5 million bushel. They left the crush in exports unchanged, so the 35 million net reduction in supply flowed through to the carryover at 460 million bushel. Fewer take issue with the USDA's 48 bushel per acre yield estimate, as that is down 4.1 bushel per acre from last year's record. There is a lot of comment about short-sized soybeans this year. The jury is still out yet, and from my experience, I try to ignore those kinds of observations at this time of year. If conditions are favorable later in the season, the nodes are set closer and they yield the same. The soybean crop is made in August. They pushed the world-ending soybean stocks number higher to 93.53 million metric ton. Here, too, whether they can materially impact the soybean carryover will come down to yield. The bulls are at 46 bushel per acre, with 88.7 million harvested acres, would take off 177 million bushel from the carryover. Soybean bulls are now dependent on the drought in the Dakotas expanding east, further into the Corn Belt, and staying around during August. Technically, the chart gap open Monday is still open. The bulls need that gap to stay open to measure higher objectives. As long as that gap remains open, the soybean market has not failed. The bulls frankly needed a lower close to break up the string of 11 consecutive gains. They got one without any technical damage. There will be another deterioration in corn and soybean crop condition ratings next Monday afternoon, and if the hot and dry forecast follows through again the following week. Blazing summer heat could help livestock markets too. In cattle, show lists are manageable, feedlots are current, and summer heat will melt some gains. If temperatures are as hot as now forecast in the Western Corn Belt next week, it will be hard to handle hogs, and barn performance will be negatively impacted. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.